Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Friday edition of the Daily 10. Hope you're off to a championship start to your morning, because again, this is the only podcast for all local fans, for all the local stuff you guys care about the most. And when we're a city and state that just kind of bathes in championships, I know that's first and foremost on your mind. I will get to the world champion Braves and a question that I think is kind of intriguing when the Major League Baseball lockout ends for the Braves to address coming up in just a couple of moments. The Daily 10 is brought to you by WinView Games. I'm very excited to be working with WinView Games. I know a lot of you guys have played DFS and made wagers against the house. And sure, sometimes you win, but probably you lose a lot more. Well, this new app called WinView is truly the most winnable way to play. New users actually win 50% of the time. It's that easy to win cash. And all you need to do is answer yes-no questions before the game and even during it. And guess what? You can win. Yes, they have live and pregame contests. You can play for free or real money against other folks. And you can play the first $100 risk-free. So no reason not to try it out, especially during divisional round weekend. Just use my link, winviewgames.com/Matt Chernoff. You'll create an account. They'll give you a free $7 in entries, and you're off and running. Again, winviewgames.com/Matt Chernoff. Okay. Did you guys happen to see who was in Athens yesterday at the airport? And the reason we know is he took a picture. Lane Kiffin, head coach at Ole Miss, was in Athens to potentially meet with both JT Daniels and Jermaine Burton as part of a package deal to maybe have them exit the transfer portal and head to Ole Miss. Now, there was a rumor yesterday that Jermaine Burton could be headed to Alabama, so we'll see. You know Lane Kiffin would love, to pilfer Daniels and Burton to play in his offense. That would be, for Lane Kiffin, that would be a huge get. We'll see if he can convince that duo, who the word is that JT and Burton became very close in their time in Athens. We'll see if a package deal could be in the works. Now, I wanted to mention our buddy Brooks Austin had the complete breakdown of Georgia's roster turnover since they won that championship just 11 days ago, and it's crazy to think. It's only been 11 days. So far, Georgia's had 23 departures from this roster. 23 total departures, 10 on offense, 13 on defense, if you combine what's gone on in the transfer portal and via the NFL draft with players announcing they're entering the draft. So far, Georgia's seen 18 arrivals with a few more to come. And here's the position group breakdown. Quarterbacks, you've had one depart, one arrival. Two running backs depart, one inbound with another committed. Four wide receivers depart, couple of arrivals, one inbound and one committed. Importantly, on the offensive line, two departures, four arrivals and another inbound, so maybe some gains there. One tight end departs, another arrives, and then defensively, three departures on the defensive line, three arrivals, and then one inbound. Linebackers, three leaving, three coming with another committed, and then the big turnover in the secondary for Georgia, six departures with three new arrivals and a couple of inbounds. So a lot of turnover for the defending national champion, Georgia Bulldogs. But welcome to college football in 2022. That's what it looks like, top to bottom. With more to come, by the way. We are brought to you by the Daily Draft. It's the perfect spot to spend your divisional round weekend. Where do you want to watch the games? Well, you want to go downtown Woodstock on Main Street. What you'll see is the ultimate sports bar experience. When you walk through the doors, wall-to-wall flat screens, and may I remind you, one of the biggest movie-sized screens in Metro Atlanta with a front row seat that if you grab it early enough, you can spend your whole Saturday or Sunday watching playoff games with the chance to enjoy the craft beer bar, self-serve taps that are just steps away, a chef-inspired menu, and frankly, there's something on that menu for everybody, whether you're going with the family, you and a couple of buddies, or you want to make it a date night. So check out the Daily Draft downtown Woodstock on Main Street. You can find out more at thedailydraft.net. And when you go in for lunch Monday through Friday, mention my podcast, The Daily 10. They're going to take 10% off your lunch order by mentioning The Daily 10. Again, Daily Draft, downtown Woodstock on Main Street. So I told you the discussion I want to have with the Braves. When the lockout does end, and I have no idea when it ends, or I don't know that I trust either side in this argument with the players and the owners to make this a quick thing. They're going to meet again for a second time. So whenever it does end, the Braves are going to have to figure out what their outfield looks like. And this is kind of weird, right? For a defending world champion to not know exactly how their outfield is going to look on opening day, that's a very odd thing. Because I think I could give you four or five different looking outfield projections for the Braves, which I could see it going any number of ways. And here's what I mean. If we just do the knowns, here's what we know. Ronald Acuna will be back, knock on wood, as long as there's no setbacks with his health, in early 2022, probably playing right field, but he might not be ready on opening day. Marcell Ozuna could be back in left field or at DH if we have a DH, or not at all. Adam Duvall was tendered, so we assume he'll be back in either center field or left field. Christian Pache could be in center field or maybe not here at all. And then the questions about the free agent outfielders. I can make a case for Jorge Soler being here starting in right field if Acuna's not ready opening day. You could move Soler to left field, or he could be your DH if Ozuna's not here. The other scenario is Soler signed somewhere else. He's not here at all. Same thing is true with Eddie Rosario. He could be your opening day left fielder, or he could get a nice offer on the market, and he's gone. And there's always a fallback, I think, of Jock Peterson. If the other two guys get outpriced by other teams making them offers the Braves don't like, you could always bring back Jock, I think, on a one-year team-friendly deal that gives you just an option to play all three outfield spots. You know, the key option, he could be off the bench, and the clubhouse presence, which should not be ignored. But here is my best guess on how this plays out if Acuna is ready opening day and the DH is in play. And those are two ifs, but let's go with those two ifs. Ronald Acuna in right field opening day, Adam Duvall in center, and I think Eddie Rosario is the guy who's re-signed playing left field. And as of now, because I don't know what the Braves have as far as options, I think Marcell Ozuna is going to be the DH. I think the only way the Braves move on from Ozuna is if, A, they trade him, but that's going to mean probably offering an asset to somebody else to take that big contract off the Braves' hands, and I just don't know if that's going to happen. So that's the way I see it. Acuna, Duvall, Rosario, Ozuna at DH. I think the Braves will absolutely listen to offers, maybe for the first time on Christian Pache, maybe also on Drew Waters. Maybe they combo with William Contreras, the young catcher, to see if there's another piece to this championship puzzle that they could bring back in 2022. So a lot of moving parts for a defending champion in the outfield that Alex Anthopoulos is going to have to move those chess pieces around the board. All right, one more item I wanted to get to here, and I brought this up on the radio a couple of days ago. The Hawks, who are in the midst of this disappointing season that they hope to turn around, they're riding a little two-game win streak with that win over the Bucks, and then backed it up the win over Minnesota earlier in the week. So they're trying to figure out where they are. But big picture is what I wanted to talk about. I didn't think this season would be a championship-level team, even with last year's run to the Eastern Finals. There was more likely a chance they'd take a step back and lose in the first or second round of the playoffs. I did not see this, though. I didn't see them being 7-8 games under 500, even with the reasons that we could all cite, from COVID to injuries to just their lack of wanting to play defense. But let's talk about the big picture. We know they've done the toughest thing in all of the NBA, and that's finding a superstar and landing Trae Young, and he's as good as any point guard in the game. Now, the next hardest part is going to be finding a superstar caliber player to have alongside of Trae, because you have to do that if you're going to win a championship or be a championship contender. I think the guy we saw in town earlier this week fits the bill better than anybody, and that's Karl Anthony Towns. And the reason I bring it up, Trey is a superstar playing with a bunch of really good players. But what happens when you play with good players, there's fluctuation to their play each and every year. And you're seeing that with a good player like Bogdanovich with the Hawks, or you're seeing that with Clint Capella. Now, some of it could be injury. Some of it could just mean, you know, that good player is not shooting as well, or is just not the same player he was a year ago. If you notice, superstars don't fluctuate. They're just great, great, great as long as they're healthy. Kevin Durant's great. Steph's always great. Giannis and LeBron are always great. So is Luka and so is Kawhi. The question is, Karl Anthony Towns, who is a superstar? Would Minnesota get to a point where they're going to be willing to listen on Towns and his future? And the reason now is the time to think about this. Towns will be a free agent in a couple of years. And when the time becomes obvious that you're not going to keep a player or that player is not going to re-sign with you, I think you've got to start listening to offers with 2 years remaining on his contract. If you let a contract play out to where it's 1 year remaining, well, then you don't maximize the return because that team who's trading for that player is only going to get one guaranteed year and then have to fight the rest of the NBA to keep him as a free agent. But you give me a second year and a chance to max out that guy like Karl Anthony Towns, then I'm more willing to put together a big, massive package of players and draft picks to give you, in this case, if it's Minnesota, for Karl Anthony Towns. The other part of this is we always have to acknowledge anytime a star player is moved, that team trading him is not going to get equal value. You just can't. You don't get equal value when you trade Kawhi. You don't get equal value when you trade Karl Anthony Towns. You don't get equal value when you trade the star. It can't happen. But could you put a package together? I mean, a John Collins or an Onyeka Okongwu, a Kevin Huerter or a Bogey, a Jalen Johnson and 3 first-round picks. I mean, it's going to have to be some kind of big package where it's one of the young big guys, it's another one of the wings, it's 2 or 3 draft picks. And I bring up Jalen because he was a first-round pick this past year. I mean, you're going to have to overload some kind of package to get a guy like Towns, and I would do it in a heartbeat. Outside of Trae Young, there's not a member of this Hawks roster that I would not put together in a package to bring back another superstar. It has been shown the best way, not the only way, but the best way to win a championship is to stack stars. And I would do that. Towns feels like the best option in just maybe this offseason, but just in a couple of years to fit the bill. Imagine Trae Young and Karl Anthony Towns together. It's a frightening duo that would be unstoppable offensively, and we know what Towns can provide on the defensive end as well. So just something to think about, some food for thought in the big picture for the Hawks. All right, if you guys would, go ahead and hit the subscribe button or follow this podcast wherever it is you follow your favorite pods. It'll be waiting for you each and every day. I will remind you again, go check out our friends at WinView Games. I'm very happy to be promoting the new folks and the new app at WinView. You can play this weekend and enjoy WinView Games for Divisional Round Weekend by using my link. It's winviewgames.com/Matt Chernoff. Take advantage of the account bonuses they'll give you right there, and you can play for free. Just get your hands a little dirty if you want. And I mean that in a good way. With some football this weekend. I'll be on the radio this afternoon at 2 o'clock in Atlanta. We're back again Monday for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.